the sound of running water. From all that is being said in Parliament, we as Barbadians should brace ourselves to pay more for this commodity. We've long been told that it is cheap when compared to other countries in the Caribbean. And government has been hammering home this point in its latest decision to increase rates here. The justification is also expressed in the context of the country having to look for some $2.5 billion to replace aging water mains, and even more than that, to cover other important costs, such as changing the aging fleet of trucks at the Barbados Water Authority and paying for electricity, where the BWA is said to be the Light and Power's biggest customer on the island. Water Resources Minister Wilfred Abrams, speaking in Parliament.
The current domestic rate is $4.66 per cubic meter. So what is now going to obtain is it going to be $4.66 per cubic meter, up to 40 cubic meters. Most households, actually it will have to be a very big household wasting water that is going to exceed the 40 cubic meters per month. Then it's going to jump, once you exceed the 40 cubic meters, it's going to go to $7.78, up to 12,000 cubic meters. That now captures the majority of the commercial. But for those who are excessively dependent on water, that you simply cannot bring your water use down below the 12,000 cubic meters per month, once you pass that point, the rate is going to drop back down to the $4.66. So really and truly, the increased rate is going to affect those who use in excess of 40 cubic meters and less than 12,000 cubic meters.
Minister Abrams argues that commercial entities can put measures in place to reduce their water consumption.
And they've only not done it up to now because there has been no incentive to do it. Well, we have now provided the incentive to do it. Barbados needs to be water smart. We need to be water smart in our use. We need to conserve water.
And Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley.
1 cubic meter is 1,000 liters, correct? 220 gallons. That's what 1 cubic meter is. So when you pay $2.48 for 1 cubic meter, and up to 8 cubic meters, you can pay that rate of $2.48. You are effectively paying that amount for the equivalent of 8,000 liters or 1,660 gallons. Correct so far? But we go to the supermarket, or worse still, the shop and the automart. And what do we pay for a liter of water?
She says it's more expensive when we buy bottled water. However, opposition leader Joseph Atherley cautions that consumers are going to have to pay more because the businesses are going to pass on the increases to them. He says that the comparatively cheap cost of water in Barbados must also be put in context.
It is to be understood that water rates in Barbados are quite low compared to the rest of the region and perhaps even elsewhere, and that we would have to admit when the research is done and the statistics are given. But we must also remember that whereas Barbados may have a profile where its water rates are among the cheapest or lowest, it also has a profile where energy costs perhaps the highest or among the highest, and where the cost of living generally is said to be very high. And therefore, the cost of water rates in that particular context would have to be considered against that backdrop. You cannot simply say the water rates are low compared to several others, and therefore there is justification for raising the water rates. You have also to remember that there are other costs that residents and visitors and consumers have to bear, and that those costs, when compared to other places, are significantly higher.
Opposition leader Joseph Atherley. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.